Capital One is a supporter of the Wake Up and Level Up podcast, and I love that because they're doing real lasting change. They're working with nonprofit organizations and local leaders to provide educational opportunities, job training, safe and affordable housing, financial education, and promoting small business development. You can learn more at CapitalOne.com/about. You know, we just don't turn on the mic and just start recording. I really sit down and think before each and every episode, who is the person on the other side? How can we best help them? How can I best communicate to them the possibilities, the steps, the tools, the tactics, the advice that can make a difference in their day? We call it Wake Up and Level Up. So let's get it. All right, today I want to talk about something that you need to do right away. You need to stop waiting for perfect. I'm going to say it one more time. You need to stop waiting for perfect. The world is waiting for your first version in order to react to your larger vision. If you wait to put it out there, people will never see what the potential can be. But you're so worried. You're so in fear. You want to be embarrassed. Oh my gosh, I can't put it out there. It's got to be right. It's got to be perfect. No, it doesn't. Look, when CEO Nicole and I had our first dream about doing this big talk show, the Never Settle Show, we wanted to create a show that would change lives, empower people with raw transparency, and give viewers what they want. You know, we wanted to do the best we could with what we had to get started. Sure, we tried the other route. We tried to pitch it. We tried to get someone else to pay for it. We tried to get people to help make the dream happen. We put our destiny in other people's hands. Once we realize, oh, we're getting a bunch of no's, oh, it's not happening, oh, it's going to take way longer if we continue to go down this path, forget all of this. We need to put it out there. Do we or do we not believe in this thing? So we grabbed our credit cards, put the whole season on it, found a lobby of a tech company for our set because we had no real money for a big studio and a real studio. Like, you can't afford a New York City studio just starting out. Incredibly expensive. You have to get resourceful, people. You have to get creative. I went to them and I said, hey, I know you use your lobby for events. What if we brought our weekly show in as an event? And then how about, instead of you charging us, how about we mention your company's product in the show for exchange? Boom, it worked. Whatever you do, barter your butt off to make the first version happen. Every Wednesday, we went in there to physically set up and arrange that set. We would start at 12 noon, do rehearsal, open the doors at 6, start the show at 7, end the show at 8, and then break the whole set down and tuck it away from 8 to 10. So this whole thing wasn't pretty. It wasn't well-resourced with tons of staff. It wasn't financed properly, but we had to start. And my point is, so do you. You have to start. We proved the model by doing it ourselves. That's the whole point. You want to prove the model by doing it yourself and not let other gatekeepers control your destiny. And as you all know, or maybe some of you are hearing this for the first time, we ended up winning an Emmy for that idea that wasn't perfect. And just because we won the Emmy, I don't want you to think that that's made us secondarily successful. Like, you have to have some major outcome in order to continue to be successful. You would think that's the case, that we're having talks right now with major syndicators, that we're trying to meet with potential distribution partners and additional sponsors. You would think it's because of the Emmy, but that's not it. The Emmy is nice and it's great validation, but that didn't make the phone ring. Our belief and consistent push is why these meetings and calls are happening. That's the reason. So believe it or not, we're still out here hustling hard. But now we have proof and we have the validation to go along with our integrity. Now it's all about cold calling and meeting with others who see the vision and the impact of this positive show. And we just won't stop until we identify more resources that want to be part of making something insanely impactful. So I want you to not stop. I want you to stop waiting. I want you to start. Your first version is what the world needs in order to respond to your larger vision. We can't see it until you produce it. Even if it's not perfect, many will get it. The point is for you to go. Don't worry about fear. Don't worry about embarrassment. The only time you lose is when you don't try. When you try, you either win or you learn, but you never lose. Now that I woke you up, it's time for you to level up.